The epistle today is the prophecy of Malachi. Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I send my angel, and he shall prepare the way before my face. And presently the Lord, whom you seek, and the angel of the testament, whom you desire, shall come to his temple. Behold, he comes, says the Lord of hosts, and who shall be able to think of the day of his coming? And who shall stand to see him? For he is like a refining fire, and like the fuller's herb, and he shall sit refining and cleansing the silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and he shall refine them as gold and as silver, and they shall offer sacrifices to the Lord in justice. And the sacrifice of Judah and of Jerusalem shall please the Lord, as in the days of old and in the ancient years, says the Lord Almighty. Please stand for continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At that time, when the days of Mary's purification were fulfilled according to the law of Moses, they took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, Every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves, or two pigeons. And behold, there was in Jerusalem a man named Simeon, and this man was just and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. And he came by inspiration of the Spirit into the temple. And when his parents brought the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he also received him into his arms and blessed God, saying, Now you dismiss your servant, O Lord, according to your word in peace, because my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, and a glory for your people Israel. Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. A light of revelation to the Gentiles. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the feast of the purification of Our Lady, otherwise known as Candlemas in the English-speaking world. And today is the day that traditionally there's a special blessing, as we just did at the beginning of this Mass, for candles. Why candles, you might ask, and why a special blessing? Well, it's from that very line, the prophecy of Simeon. Today, Christ is shown to the world for the first time. That is, to the world for the first time. And Simeon says, He will be a light of revelation to the Gentiles and a glory of your people Israel. The blessings that are offered over the candles are precisely that, referring back to that Christ is the light of the world. Christ is the fulfillment of the promises God made to his people Israel. That's why he's a glory for them. It's important, too, to recall that these two lessons, the lesson of the prophecy and the lesson of the gospel, are imbued with language of sacrifice, of sanctification, that is, setting apart. Our Lord and Our Lady go to the temple according to the law of Moses, to fulfill the law of Moses. Now, neither of them were bound to the law of Moses, because neither of them were fallen. Our Lord was perfect. He's God. Our Lady preserved from original sin in her Immaculate Conception. Yet both in obedience and fulfillment of this law go forward. Our Lord says later on that not one jot nor tittle of the law should disappear till all is to be fulfilled. He comes to fulfill the law. And fulfill it perfectly he does. For today, he fulfills it in a way that no other Jew would ever. For the separation of the firstborn and sanctification in the temple was to be, and was read so by many Jewish rabbis, an actual sacrifice of the firstborn to God. God owned this firstborn, but in his mercy he allowed instead a ransom, as it were, this other smaller sacrifice. Only in our Lord, his only Son, the only Son of the Father, is this law regarding the firstborn exacted in full justice. And thus today we have the promise of that sacrifice. Today we have the promise of our purification through his sacrifice. And it's most fitting that this year Lent comes so early, for in a short week's time, 2 weeks' time, we begin that 40 days of purification of ourselves to enter with Christ unto that sacrifice. May God bless you all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.